Most of the Midwest will likely experience periods of rain today and tomorrow that will likely saturate the topsoil for a little while. The moisture increase will be supportive of most of the soft wheat establishment out there across the region, although it will certainly delay some late-season field work across many areas, including the harvest of late-season corn and soybeans. The majority of the precipitation is not expected to be anywhere near as excessive as that which has occurred in parts of the Delta and the Southern Plains in this past few days. And it will likely move out of the region as we get into late Wednesday night or early Thursday. A brief period of drier weather will occur, but yet another storm system is expected to evolve across parts of the region, and this next storm system will be in the plains on Thursday going into Friday, so probably on Friday going into Saturday we'll see more rain evolving in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. This precipitation will probably be most significant initially in Iowa, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri on Friday, and on Saturday the precipitation will scatter through the rest of the Midwest and continuing on Sunday. Now the precipitation with this event is expected to be a lot lighter and more erratic than the event that we're dealing with here today and tomorrow. The precipitation will still contribute to the increase in topsoil moisture and the runoff that will result. River and stream flows across portions of the Ohio River Basin will continue to improve, just like those in the lower Mississippi Basin. The increased river flows are necessary to get the barge restrictions removed, and it looks like shipment of grain across the region will become much better as we move forward in time. The precipitation across the Midwest will be a deterrent for harvesting, however, and that's not necessarily a terrible thing in this case because we are so far ahead of schedule in some locations. The precipitation, though, will be a bit of a disruption to the farming activity, both with the event that's underway now and that which comes later this week. There is yet a third storm system that may impact portions of the region as we get out towards the middle part of next week. I think it'll end up being a late week event, to be honest with you, and I also expect it to be weaker than what's advertised in the computer forecast model data today. Nevertheless, it'll be yet another disruption to the harvest, and that might raise a little bit of concern if it verifies as significant of a storm system as what the model was suggesting earlier today. The bottom line, though, is that I think most of the Midwest is going to see improved conditions because of the three storm systems that are slated to come around over this next week, just like in hard red winter wheat country. That area is also going to see some additional precipitation, with the event that comes Thursday into Friday helping to improve the soil moisture situation in parts of central Kansas and north central Oklahoma, where last week's storm apparently missed those areas. And in the southeastern United States, another opportunity for ground to become saturated is going to take place. That region has just recently recovered from the excessive rains and flooding of early this month, and so now the precipitation is going to be a setback there for a while. Down in South America, everything is still the same as yesterday. It still looks as though rain will evolve across a fair amount of Brazil as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. Sufficient amounts of moisture will occur to bolster soil moisture for improved crop establishment and emergence across the north, where it's been so dry and hot here recently. That means Mato Grosso, Goiás, and portions of Tocantins will all see improved conditions as we get into the weekend and especially next week. Argentina's weather will continue to be somewhat erratic on rainfall, with some of the west, central, and northwestern areas running a little bit too dry, but there's going to be some timely rain in the rest of the nation that will be supportive of most winter and spring crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.